BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Alice, I'm 17 and I'm from Chelmsford. You might not know this, but I've got heart-shaped nostrils. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Am I speaking to Alice with the heart-shaped nostrils?
You are indeed.
Wow, that's incredible.
Not really, it's quite embarrassing.
Are they in the shape of an actual heart?
Sort of a squashed, fat heart kind of thing.
At what point did you realise this?
When people kept coming up to me and saying, you've got heart-shaped nostrils.
When you look at them, which way is the heart? Is it like a sideways heart? What's going on?
Oh no, it's full on standing up straight.
Oh, a straight up one?
Yeah.
So does that mean you've got quite a pointy nose?
No, it's quite pig-like actually.
Oh, pig-like. I see, I'm understanding more now.
Would you say that's your party trick?
Yeah, and the fact that I can't say pull.
Say what?
Pull. I can't say it.
Pull?
Like you pull, yeah, like pull.
What, like pull a truck?
Yeah.
Like pull a bird?
Yeah.
Pull. Like say it again.
I can't say it. No, I can't.
Go on.
Say I'm on the pull.
I'm on the pull.
What? Why is that so hard?
I don't know. I can't say bull either. It's U's and L's.
Have you ever been to Hull?
No. Hull. No.
No, that's not happening either, is it?
No.
Say Hull is a hellhole.
Hull is a hellhole. I can say hellhole.
That's not true. Hull's a very nice place in Yorkshire. It was just a saying.
Can you say,
you sound silly.
I'm going on the pull with a bull in Hull?
I'm going on the pull in Hull with a bull.
That's quite a party trick.
No, not really. It just makes me sound stupid.
What are you doing at the moment?
Sitting on my bed. It's just been decorated, the house, and everything's a mess.
Well, listen, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
Thank you.
Good to speak to you.
You too.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills Daily.
You're right, it's Scott. Okay, it's 1:17. Coming up after 1:30, David Hasselhoff is on the show, as he so often is. I feel like I see him like every other day, but it's not that, is it? It's like every couple of weeks, isn't it?
Mm.
My old friend David Hasselhoff, always nice to see him, but always a bit weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the week where I generally get emails from people pleading for tickets for Radio 1's Hackney weekend. Can I just say, I'm really sorry to hear about your story of your friend, I don't know, like breaking their leg last week. But I don't have the power to give you the tickets. Like loads of people are, please can I have some? It's the best thing ever. I know it is, but I can't do nothing. I don't have that power. I don't.
It's not like you walk around with like 200 of them in your coat pocket.
I know, just in my back pocket of my jeans. Like, yeah, you want some? Bosh.
Do people ever stop you in the street and ask for them? Or
that has happened before, yeah. But I don't have any.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, David Hasselhoff.
Good morning, Vietnam.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's good to be here in sunny England.
It feels like 2 minutes ago that you were last here.
I know.
It was.
You're wearing the same shirt.
You've got the same jacket on.
I know. I don't have any more. I'm tired of packing. You're going to see me wearing a grey jacket from now on. They're going to be calling Greyhoff.
Last time you were here, you were talking about Piranha 3DD.
Yes, now it's Piranha 3DD. Piranha's on the plane is a new one. And they're walking. And they actually have the piranhas walking. So, you know, it's going to be like Piranha Watch. I'll be looking out at sea going, I'm looking for the piranhas. And they say, Mitch, they're behind you. I said, no, they can't. They are walking. It's the craziest, stupidest movie ever. But the funny part about it is everyone likes it. It's making money. How weird.
And you got paid?
I got paid. They paid me in piranhas.
Is it going to be another one?
Yes, it's going to be piranhas on parade. They actually can walk. They've. I'm not kidding. They're small. The last scene of the movie goes, oh, mommy, look, he's so cute. Get away from him. Oh, come on, he's out of the water. And the piranha walks and chops off his head. That's the end of the movie. It really is the world's worst movie, but it is so funny. It is. I went and saw it. I missed the premiere because I was over here, so I went back and we went to the theater. There was five people in the theater, and there was we had the 3D glasses on. We laughed so hard.
Just you?
Yeah, I was laughing at me because I was going, God, there's myself in 3D. I've never seen myself in 3D.
That must be quite weird.
It was weird.
Surely,
yeah.
When you look in the mirror.
Well, I don't know. Is that 3D? True.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 3D.
Is it?
Yeah.
When I'm looking at you right now, are you in 3D?
I'm in 3D, yeah.
Whoa! Wow.
And you're not even wearing glasses.
That's weird. I know. And if I wore glasses, you'd be like in 6D.
So how have you been?
I've been great. We've been working on my show for Edinburgh. I'm going to be premiering it actually in Leicester Square on the 17th and 18th. So come party hop style.
We need to talk about Edinburgh because last year we performed at the Edinburgh Festival at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. We're going to Edinburgh again as well. But we're going to do the cabaret thing again.
Great.
And last year, me and you did a little duet, a song called Guy Love.
Guy
which
Love.
We rehearsed in about 5 minutes.
Guy Love. And it went on YouTube, and everyone liked it. And since then, I think we should do a sequel.
Yeah, we need to think of another song that we can do. I mean, if you're prepared to sing with me again.
What about Guy Kids?
Yeah?
Guy Kids. That we had be... Guy Kids.
What, a
we
year on? Guy...
it's a year later. You know, and we could bring on some, like, weird-looking kid.
What about Guy Love 3DD?
Yeah.
That could be good.
Yeah, Guy... Yeah. Right.
So you're doing a show in Edinburgh this year.
Yes, it's called From Baywatch to from Broadway to Baywatch to Berlin. And it's basically what I did here at the O2 Arena, which was the craziest show ever, but seemed to work.
You're telling me.
I actually did some scenes from Broadway, which I did Chicago at the West End. I did The Producers. The show turned out to get actually good reviews. People loved it. It's Party Hoff style. And we're starting it at Leicester Square. On the 17th and 18th, that's kind of a warm-up. It's going to be crazy. And then we're going to Edinburgh. We'll be there the 20th through the 27th at 6 o'clock with only a 60-minute show. So 60 minutes of Get Hoff with the Hoff.
You know what? I kind of introduced you to Edinburgh last year.
I
and
loved
you,
it.
You had such a good time.
Oh, my God. I was so excited to be invited back and to be the Pleasance Grand, which is the big theater.
It's huge,
and we're like the highlight. We're like closing the show, and I'm so honored because it's the greatest festival ever.
It's so good, isn't it? It's such a good vibe.
It's a great. Well, remember we went on a ghost walk. It's a ghost. Every time we go on a ghost walk, we never see any stupid ghosts.
They never come out, do they?
They never come out. They're afraid of us.
He was like, meet me at midnight next to this weird building in Edinburgh. And I literally just got there.
Yes.
So I turn up and I'm running to get there because I'm a bit late. And I turn up all kind of sweaty and breathless. And he's like, right, let's go and find some ghosts. At which point we didn't see any.
No.
But so this was your idea?
Yeah.
Go ghost hunting.
I like to go ghost hunting. We just like to go to dark places and then throw things at each other and scare each other. But there were no ghosts that night.
No.
There were some quite boring stories as well.
Yeah, she was telling us story about her first marriage.
She was trying to freak us out.
Yeah, she was.
And it was all done by candlelight to kind of make you scared, but I wasn't.
Yeah, and then it was over.
Yeah,
it's like okay, that's over. She has another show at at two in the morning. But
thing is, we've been ghost hunting before, so we were like old pros.
Where was
at
that?
It.
What do you mean?
That was we did a show
called Meet the Hasselhoffs.
Called Meet the Hasselhoffs, where David came to the UK and did UK things.
We got a Winnebago and we just took off and went.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was great fun.
So we spent the summer three summers ago.
Yeah.
And we were just going around in this Winnebago, and one of the things we had to do was go to this castle. I think it was in Derbyshire. And we were there until about 5 a.m. and I was falling asleep. But they thought I was in some kind of trance. I was like, no, I'm just tired.
Yeah, and he was laughing at them the whole time. He was making fun of the lady who was dressed up as Mary, Queen of Scots or something. She's like,
it was like
she's
panto.
She used to go on Britain's Got Talent. She'd probably win.
She would.
Yeah, she'd like float on.
This the show where I saw a picture of you as a Morris dancer?
Yes.
Yeah, Morris. Well, also, we had pig racing. His pig urinated on my pig. My pig was really, really disgusted. You know, that's where Guy Love came from.
Happy memories. All it is, Guy Love. Last year at the Edinburgh Festival. Oh. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes. What song should we do this year? Let me know. You ask about this thing we share, and he tenderly replies, it's Guy Love between two guys. Get in touch, 81199. Just need to know, really. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Got some great memories, haven't we?
Yes.
Over some really weird stuff.
Yeah, stopping to get gas and making me eat one of those meat pies or whatever. What the that hell was that?
Yeah, I made him. What was that? We stopped at a petrol station and I made him eat a pork pie.
Oh, it was awful.
He was like, what's this jelly? I was like, yeah, that's the thing. That's what that's what's in them.
And it really is like a romance, this.
Yeah, yeah.
You go on all these nice dates, ghost hunting.
Yeah. It's been years now.
Pig urinating.
Yeah.
Pork pieing.
Yeah, we've got loads.
Yeah.
And loads
of
history.
Back in Edinburgh.
And now we're back in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I remember last time we were in Edinburgh, we decided to do Guy Love about 10 minutes before. And I just remember being sat in a room with you and going, no, it's like this. No, it's like this. And I wish we had a camera on that because it was priceless of me going, no, that's not the right words.
Yeah, it was just
a little
insane.
Bit, a little bit stressed out.
Yeah, but you know what? It absolutely worked. It was weird. It was like we walked out and people liked it. And then we walked away
going,
oh, it
was incredible.
This is really weird. They like this song.
So please come back on our show because you're going to be there anyway. So come back on our show as well, right?
Yeah, my girls are coming down too.
Are they?
They loved it. They loved the that festival's fantastic. We get them in, I've told everybody, but also I did a movie called The Christmas Consultant with Caroline Ray. She was the mother in the Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and she does stand up comedy in Edinburgh, and so it's Americans are real big fans of that festival. It's like a great medieval festival. There's 800 shows going on.
Yeah.
And
literally every place becomes
every
a venue.
Every place.
Like someone's front room is now
you
suddenly
can't get,
there's a show on.
You can't. Well, we found the guy who was walking around dressed up as me going, I am the third best Hoff impersonator in my village.
He was, yeah.
And he had Haley. He picked up my girlfriend. And she goes, look, honey, it's the Hoff.
I remember him.
I'm going, what? Get away from this guy. He's nutcase.
His whole one-man show was that he was the third best Hoff impersonator in Austria
and
or something.
In his village. In my village. But the funny part about it is this guy's making more money than all of us. We had 28 freaking shows, and we're doing Guy Love at midnight. And BBC put me in our apartments that were worse than East Germany. Oh, it was horrible. Those apartments were horrible. Did you go in there?
No, I didn't go.
Oh, my God. I thought I was being punished. It was horrible. I walked in and I said, no.
Yeah.
So
Was it the thing that you've had before where the doors weren't big enough? Because I know that's an issue for you.
No. It really did look like an East German prison.
Right.
It was a student apartments, but they had marked them up to £200 a night.
Was it bunk beds?
Pretty close, yeah.
It was probably in halls then, wasn't
it? Probably was.
In some uni's halls.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So,
that's not how you roll.
No. We found a real nice place right after that. I mean, there's a place called The Witchery up there. There's some great places up there you can stay.
It's amazing.
But that's quite weird to think that there's probably a student who went away for the holidays and they've come back not knowing that the Hoff was in their bed.
Absolutely. Well, he didn't stay there. He looked at the bed and went, okay,
no,
bye.
I didn't even go on that bed because it looked like things were moving. And it wasn't Hoff crabs.
I like the idea of the Hoff in student accommodation.
So do I.
With his legs dangling off the bed because it's not big enough. David, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
And I'll see you in Edinburgh. The Scott Mills Daily. Quite a few suggestions coming in for what me and the Hoff could sing at the Edinburgh Festival this year after the success of Guy Love last year, which is from Scrubs. It's Raining Men has been suggested.
That would be amazing.
Absolutely soaking wet. I would love that.
If he wasn't so sure about Guy Love last year, that's going to be interesting, isn't it?
He wasn't comfortable with it. 5 minutes before, he was like, let's grab this. Let's just do Jump in My Car. It's like, no, we're doing Guy Love.
Yeah?
Singing Guy Love. I'm not sure about it, man. About my reputation. Shut up. Islands in the Stream has also been suggested. Yeah, we thought about that last year. A Whole New World. See, that is good. I would do that, but I don't think you can beat Katie and Peter's version.
Well, I think you should try. I think that'd be a great one.
I think they nailed it.
What about Beauty and the Beast?
That is a good one. And a few people suggesting another song from the TV show Scrubs, which is fine. It starts off fine. It's like the song at the end of Grease, but then it gets too fast and it's full of medical references, and I don't think the Hoff will be able to learn them. Listen to this.
We'll be friends forever. Friends forever, we will always be true.
All fine.
Friends forever, we're gonna be friends forever. I'll always be there for you. We're as close as the Vina Cava and the
order. We had to have the words to Guy Love on big cards for him. I'm not doing that with this one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Some people are suggesting songs that me and the Hoff could sing in my annual duet at the Edinburgh Festival with David Hasselhoff after the success of Guy Love last year, which was a YouTube hit from Scrubs. I personally am liking the idea of It's Raining Men, hallelujah. But I don't think, I'm not asked him, but I don't think he'll be keen.
What about Lesbian Seagull? That's a good shout.
That is good. Or someone says, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Yeah. I mean, the Hoff loves his gay fans, don't get me wrong, but he will tell anyone he meets that he is very heterosexual.
What about two become one? Would he do that?
I just think it's leaning towards the gay again.
Really?
A little bit for him. I'm fine with it.
Too much.
I don't think that he will be fine. Some people are suggesting, quite a few people are suggesting a song that we used to play a while back on this show. When Chris Moyles was on holiday, very early in the morning, we used to start the show with it. And I think this could be amazing. I think I've fallen in love with a girl. But there's a lot of words. Ooh, that's great news, Brad. Tell me about that. If we pulled this off, though, it would be brilliant. Well, I don't really know her. Ooh, that don't sound so serious. We're serious, I'm delirious. From Flight of the Conchords. Yeah, that's cool. I met a new girl too. Have you? Yeah. One of those girls you met on the net. No, we really met. Well, that's great news. What's she like? What does she do? All I know, dog, is that she's careless with her dog. I'm not sure what she does, except she makes me want her. She makes me want to get on top of her. I was only going to play a bit of that, but I love it so much.
It's amazing.
Flight of the Conchords. We're both in love with a sexy lady. I like the idea of performing that with the Hoff in Edinburgh, but I can't see that happening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Chris. You're right, by the way.
Yeah.
I was playing a club in Spalding in Lincolnshire on Saturday night.
Right.
A lot of people wanted to know where you were. And I was like, well, I don't live with him. He's just on the show. So where's Chris? That happens as well with Becky. Where's Becky? Well, we're not, it's not like Richard and Judy. We're not married.
Well, you didn't invite me.
No. Also, another thing I forgot to invite you to, which you would have been really keen on Friday, I went to an event and Kelly Brook was there.
Oh, wow.
And she was saying that she loved the show. And in particular, that Chris, I quote.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she shaved me.
Eh?
I just got a little chest hair trim from her. So, yeah.
Does she want to play Innuendo Bingo?
Do you know what? That would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Can we ask?
I think we should put it out there. If any celebrities are listening at the moment, it doesn't matter how big or small you are, please come on and play Innuendo Bingo, because that would be an internet sensation right there. How many hits has the Rachel Riley off Countdown video had now?
Ridiculous. I think 115, 120,000.
That's a lot of people have watched that after the event. So, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're Kelly Brook, if you're maybe Lady Gaga, if you're one of Atomic Kitten, come on air and play Innuendo Bingo, please. That's back on tomorrow. We're going to be at Hackney Academy at 1:45 that'll be on.
Did she really say that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
No, well, not the Chris bit.
She didn't?
But she said that she really liked the show.
Okay.
So, it's good to know that she's a fan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
All the celebrities have been in touch about playing future episodes of Innuendo Bingo. Someone that was in the audience for Keith Lemon's Lemonade, and the camera was focused on them for a bit. That's from David in Surrey. Also, someone that was in a Guy Ritchie film. I don't think I'd recognise you. Sorry. Someone that lost out to James on our competition One Night with Laura back in the day. Does that qualify? That's Chris from Southampton. He entered and failed the audition. Zoe Berriford off of last year's Apprentice.
Oh, yes, we like her.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay. She is sat... Well, someone is sat next to her at the moment listening.
Good.
So they've been in touch. So, yeah, Zoe, come on. Loads of people, as you can see. And someone that was a child actor and was once on TV in the first series of Heartbeat. That's from Gemma in Bradford. Thank you for all those. And now it's time for a show and tell. This is from one of our listeners, who is called Chris Keegan. Thanks for bringing this to our attention, Chris. I like it when you lot bring something to the table on show and tell. Mm. If you've been listening to this show for quite a while, you will remember this track. It's by Tay Zonde, Chocolate Rain.
Yes.
5 years ago, this has had 80 million views on YouTube.
Chocolate rain, some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain,
a baby born, will die before this in chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again, chocolate rain.
I proper used to love this.
I know.
Prisons make you wonder where it went, chocolate rain.
So, we play that a lot on this show. Back in the day. Now, Chris has been on, and great news, everyone. Thanks to Chris for letting us know. Tay Zonde is still going.
No way.
Yes, and this is what he's come up with recently.
I sang this as low as I could, just for fun. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Brilliant.
Hey, I just met you.
So that is Chris Keegan, our listener's show and tell. Thank you for bringing that to the table, Chris.
So call me maybe.
And Carly Rae Jepsen, if you're listening. She does listen sometimes.
I prefer that to the original.
Don't say that, she's probably listening.
I'm sorry.
Idiot. Carly, if you're listening, Chris prefers that to the original. I'm thinking a duet needs to happen. Maybe in Edinburgh this year on our cabaret.
That would be amazing.
If we can get Carly Rae Jepsen and Tay Zonde together, this is what it would sound like. I so want this to happen.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way.
I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way.
Your stare was holding.
Ripped jean skin was showing.
Hot night wind was blowing.
Where you think you're going, baby? I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
It's hard to look right
at your baby,
but here's my number,
so call me maybe.
Love that so much. Please make it happen. And Carly Rae Jepsen, if you are listening, one, come to Edinburgh, and two, fancy playing Innuendo Bingo anytime soon? Come on. It might be Monday, but today is a good day, people.
An amazing day.
Our delivery of nudie pens has arrived. I'm so excited.
I had to sign for these earlier. It was awkward.
Awkward. Did you look shady and make your excuses and leave?
100 nudie pens, sir.
Is there 100?
We've got 100.
Can I just have that one?
Yeah, male or female?
I'd like the female, please.
Really?
Just makes a change, yeah. Hang on, and...
We can do this.
Tip and strip.
You just turn them upside down, and there they go.
I feel sorry for this lady. She seems to be suffering from neck-down alopecia. Wow.
Oh, God, so when do we send these out?
Well, we need to get a list of celebrities whose birthday it is. There's loads coming up. Or maybe they're having, you know, like, some kind of engagement or wedding, and get involved and just find their address and send them to them.
So we need people to keep an eye out for these dates.
And the idea of this is to send to a celebrity, so we get a letter back saying, "Dear Scott and Chris, Kim Kardashian would like to thank you very much for the nudie pen."
They're actually amazing.
They are really good. Just turn them upside down.
Yeah.
So good. I'm really pleased with these. And, we'll get some dates. If you know of any celebrity birthdays coming up, we might be able to get a thank you
letter.
We've
already got one.
What?
Deirdre Barlow, 21st of June.
She's not a real person.
Well, Anne Kirkbridge.
Bride.
Kirkbride, yes, that one. So let's
Deirdre
get one
Barlow.
Out to Deirdre.
Deirdre is getting a nudie pen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are fascinated by these pens. I like it they've all got different girls and boys on as well. They're not just all the same. That's quite good, isn't it? Prince William's 30th coming up.
Oh,
that would be good. An HRH, thank you, wouldn't it?
That's surely got to be the height of what we're expecting here.
Do we send the male or female or Prince William?
I don't know. I don't know what...
I don't know what the protocol is. No. I imagine Kate Middleton be like, "You're not having that. You're not writing with that." Also coming up, Tom Cruise. Well, do you remember on Friday, Russell Brand said that he was a very nice man.
Mm.
So I imagine that he would probably send a thank you letter. I imagine Holmes would be like, "You're not having that as well, though." Can you imagine? She wouldn't like that.
We'll just send him a male one, then.
Yeah. No, let's not do that. Really bad idea. Thank you for all your suggestions of different birthdays and anniversaries that are coming in for celebrities.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg.
Hiya.
You all right?
I'm good.
What?
He's just seen the nudie pens.
I've just seen the box of the two boxes of pens.
Yeah, it's a good day. The nudie pens have arrived.
This is a huge day. This is such a massive day for us.
I know. Do you want one?
I'm already having one.
We can't. Are you? We can't hand them out to people all the time. What? Well, there's only 100. We've got to send them to.
You can't hand them out willy nilly.
Get
can
a thank you letter, but you can have one.
Oh, the man's one is.
I know it's wrong, isn't
it? Very revealing.
They're all different though. Some are not as revealing. That one in particular is not revealing at all.
I think they should do reverse ones where you hold it and you're writing it, it then gets naked.
Yeah. Mm. It's good,
though. Could you change the mechanism, probably?
I'll try.
Just switch the picture around.
We need to hide these away, like, in a safe or something, because these are the talk of Radio 1 at the moment.
They're going to go.
The tip and strip pens will be stolen unless we lock these bad boys up, because, like, they are sought
Westward.
After. I know. Well, he likes anything free.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Dexter, who orders the pens from upstairs, anyway, the normal pens,
yeah.
He has a secret place where he puts pens.
Does he?
So speak to Dexter.
Does he?
And then you can hide these away with him.
Awesome.
But I will warn you, he is a pervert, so that you might have to pay him in nudie pens.
He is a perv, isn't he? Yeah. Okay, it's time for Oh, What's Occurring?
Okay.
10 Scott Mills points up for grabs. Here, I hate up for grabs. Who says that?
Up for grabs.
Up for grabs.
It's like when they say,
good
Rihanna
morning.
Won 4 gongs last night.
Oh, I hate that as well.
Gongs.
Oh. 10 Scott Mills points you can win by answering this simple question.
Oh, what's a kitty?
What's your favourite part of your body?
Probably my hair.
I think your hair is good.
Well, I'd say that without my hair, I'm nothing.
Yeah. If you want. It's a free country. So, we've been onto Stupid Street and we asked 5 people, what's your favourite part of your body? Have one guess each, and you at home as well, and if it's in there, you get 10 actual Scott Mills points. Chris, what are you saying?
I'm going to stick with elbows. Underrated.
Elbows.
So, someone on Stupid Street would say, I like my elbows best.
Yes.
Okay. Greg?
A lot of girls like their arms, don't they, just in general?
Do they?
Yeah. I like my arms.
Okay. So you're saying
I like
arms?
My arms. I don't know. A lot of girls, when they're looking at photos of themselves on Facebook, they go,
good arms.
I like my arms in that photo.
Do they?
My arms look good in that one.
Yeah, girls love arms.
Okay, so your answer
girls,
is arms.
Girls love an arm.
Okay.
But I think back. I'm going to go for back.
I love my back.
Yeah, blokes love backs.
Let's find out.
Ow! What's a kitty?
We went onto Super Street.
Well, I love a good back on a girl.
Oh, God.
I like a nice back. People like backs. Chris, come on.
Yeah.
You like a back.
All right, let's find out. Went onto Stupid Street and asked them, what's your favourite part of your body?
What's your favourite bit of your body?
I would say my stomach, because I've got pecs right there.
You've got what on there?
Pecs.
Yeah, for the stomach.
Have you?
Yeah.
Now, 2 questions on this one. Has he got pecs on his stomach? Because if he does, that's wrong. How do you do that? Are they supposed to be further up? I think they are.
He's describing moobs.
Yeah.
If his pecs are by his stomach, then they are moobs, sir.
Yeah. They've sagged.
They've gone.
Somewhat.
Before long, they'll be by the knees.
Also, how much was smooth-talking Ingrid flirting there?
My stomach, because I've got pecs right there.
You've got what on there?
Pecs.
Smooth-talking Ingrid.
Really?
Have you? Yeah.
Loves it, doesn't she?
Yeah, she loves the moobs.
Have you not met Ingrid?
Yeah, I know Ingrid.
She's new.
Yeah.
STI.
She's, yeah.
Okay. Next.
What's your favourite bit of your body?
None of it, really.
Not your eyes? You've got lovely skin?
No, I'm not bothered.
Oh,
you've got lovely skin.
So, if you said none of it, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Next.
What's your favourite bit of your body?
Probably my boobs. Yeah, I get complimented on them quite a lot.
Nice boobs, love. Now, here's the thing, right? I'm not great with girls, but is that a good thing to say to ladies? Sorry, love, can I just stop you there? Your boobs are fantastic.
Has it ever worked for you, Chris?
I'm always told that you shouldn't say that to a lady.
Yeah, you are taught that from an early age.
She gets compliments on them a lot. Is it a social faux pas? I don't know.
My boobs get complimented on them quite a lot.
Well, it's better than saying they're horrible.
I might try that. Yeah, rubbish boobs.
You've got horrible breasts.
Next.
What's your favourite bit of your body?
My body? My wrists.
Why your wrists?
Because I think they're, I don't know, I just...
Okay.
Right, so wrists there, if you said... wrists. Oh, brilliant wrists.
Sexy wrists.
What is your favourite bit of your body?
My arms.
Your arms?
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about your arms, why?
I've just got big arms. Naturally got big arms.
Do the girls like it?
My girl likes it.
That's the foot. Like, do you, when you're like, when you first got your girlfriend, did you wear a nice short fitted t-shirt?
Yeah, something that tied around my arm here. Yeah. Like a nice tight polo.
Ingrid is loving her job today, isn't she?
The girls like it.
Listen to her.
Blimey.
Going for it.
He sounds a bit like the Taizonde fellow, doesn't he?
Chocolate red.
Big arms.
Big arms.
So, elbows and back not in there, but let's switch this. An extra 10 Scott Mills points if you can guess what they disliked about their body the most. What are you saying? One guess each.
I'm going to say nose.
Oh, I was going to do that.
Nose is a big one.
Chin.
Chin. Let's find out.
What is your least favourite bit of your body? I've got very, very small toes.
That's small terrible. Toes. Small toe syndrome.
What's your least favourite bit of your body?
My feet.
Oh, it's all about the feet.
What's your least favourite bit of your body?
Feet, definitely.
They're just creepy.
Have you got, like, one toe that's really long and weird?
I don't like the idea of feet at all.
The idea.
Even my own.
I just don't like the concept, guys.
It's just the idea of them. I don't like them.
I'd prefer extra hands down there.
Really? Hands are much better.
Would you rather have feet for hands or hands for feet?
Hands for feet?
You can walk around on handstands all the time.
But you can do more with your hands and your feet, can't you? So it'd be better to have four hands. Yeah. Right, carry on.
Okay, good. And next.
What is your least favourite bit of your body?
My feet. I hate feet.
Not just yours, everybody's.
Feet in general, just hate feet.
Why?
I just don't know. I just don't like feet. Don't like feet.
But does it mean that you have quite good foot etiquette? So yeah, you regularly...
I'm an athlete, so my feet do get damaged a lot, so...
What are you an athlete in?
American football.
Oh, are you? Okay. So you naturally are working out your body all the time?
All the time, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yep, loving it, loving life.
Wow. I can't believe SDI, she's just...
I know, she's going for it today. So, if you said feet, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Some people just can't be doing with feet at all, it just freaks them out.
Yeah, no, I think my feet are my worst bit.
Yeah, you didn't say feet though, so no points for you. Let me know how you did. And let's just revisit Ingrid again.
Hey, I just met you.
Have you?
And this is crazy.
Yeah.
But here's my number.
Do the girls like it?
So call me maybe.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.